joining us now, the trainer of the morning line favorite, 5-2 on the board as we speak. Big score, trainer Tim Yakin. Tim, thanks for taking some time out of a busy morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Got just one on the card today, but you got the one and the big one, and big score coming into this race off of a fine effort and a third place finish in the American Turf on the Derby undercard. This race is really a perfect spot on the calendar to bridge that gap between a race like this and perhaps the Belmont Derby.
It is. It is. It was sort of a tussle between coming to Penn or competing at Belmont. Obviously, we went for the money and instead of the glory. And that's the direction we're taking.
Yeah, $500,000, grade two on the line here today. The Pennine Ridge is the race Tim is referring to over at Belmont. That's at a mile and an eighth. The Penn Mile, obviously, at a mile. Obviously, a good two-year-old. One half of his starts, finished fifth in that star-studded Breeders' Cup juvenile turf. And you came back off that break, a five-month break this year. Dismissed a 10-1 in the Transylvania, and turned out the public couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah, we took a break. Going into the Breeders' Cup, really excited. Our horse was doing fantastic. Unfortunately, we bruised a foot the day of entries going into the Breeders' Cup. So he ran a very respectable race, but I don't think he ran his A game that day, considering that, you know, it's a firm course. They were running in 33 on that course. You know, he went into the race. Obviously, we got him over the foot, but I think there probably was some residual. Gave him a breather, some time off, and encountered quite a bit of rain on our comeback, so it sort of delayed our comeback start. We had quite a bit of rain in California during that period. The Transylvania was a perfect comeback race for us. Everything went very straightforward, and hopefully we can just continue it from there.
You see a lot of improvement, a lot of development in this horse from 2 to 3?
You know, I think he was a pretty mature horse. I saw more development in him from a young early 2-year-old till his late 2-year-old. And at that point, I think we've sort of stayed pretty steady. I wouldn't say that, you know, he's gotten any bigger or any stronger, but he's got a very good mind about him, and he's very push button.
What did you think of his effort in that grade two American turf at Churchill?
His effort was okay. I was, we were looking at, you know, repeating our effort that we ran at Keeneland. I don't know how comfortable he was with the cut in the ground. I wouldn't say that was his favorite going, but he ran a very respectable race. The two horses that we ran into are two very nice horses. You know, Good Samaritan was the favorite in the Breeders' Cup for Belmont, and Arklo obviously had really taken to the turf well, broke his maiden very impressively, and then came back and demonstrated that that was no fluke. And, he was really skipping over the ground.
We're talking with trainer Tim Yakin. He has the morning line favorite, big score in the grade two Penn Mile here at Penn National tonight. $500,000 on the line. You look at his form, Tim, and you see win first out, then he was second. A win third out, then he was fifth. A win in the Transylvania, third in the American Turf. If you believe in the old in-out pattern on the daily racing form, you guys are going to be smiling pretty big right around 7:50 this evening.
Well, I hope we see that in-out program, because I definitely like in-and-out.
And I'm going to give you, we'll give you a little, Eric Johnson, we're stealing this from Eric Johnson, the director of racing ops, and they do such a great job up here for this program, don't they?
They do a fantastic job. The whole staff has just been very accommodating. You know, your president of the HPBA, Sandy Martin, has just gone above and beyond accommodating all the horsemen from Southern California, and it has just been a very pleasurable experience. I can only encourage other trainers to come out and compete on this program in the future, because you definitely throw the red carpet out for us.
And you've been here for a few days now. You didn't just you've made your donation to the Horseman's Fund, aka the casino.
Absolutely.
And you got some Hershey in your life.
I got some Hershey in my life. Yeah.
Did you get any hot chocolate? I gotta take K-Mac for a hot chocolate. the best cocoa you'll ever drink in your life.
Yeah, now, I haven't done the cocoa. I was tempted to, but I did a 5-pound brownie instead.
Wow.
Yeah.
I call that Thursday, but yeah, 5-pound brownie.
Oh, my God.
So Javier Castellano, who's aboard tonight, obviously, last 4 Eclipse Awards, going into the Hall of Fame this year. Since they inaugurated the Penn Mile back in 2013, they've run 4 stakes every year. 16 races in the last 4 years. He's won 7 of them.
Well, you definitely want him on your side of the fence, don't you?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Sure do. And he's ridden Big Score now for the last 2 times. Excellent ride in the Transylvania. Like you said, and you mentioned the giving the ground. Good turf course at Keeneland. A lot different from the way the turf course was at Churchill on Derby Day.
It was. I mean, we had gotten a substantial amount of rain the week up to the Derby. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
And it was cool that week, too. So
yes,
no real
was.
Drying out at all.
And we had a fan. You know, Javier gave him a great ride Derby weekend in the American. There was no trip excuse. Yeah, so.
Where do you envision him sitting tonight?
Well, I think there's going to be an honest pace in the race. And the nice thing about Big Score is he's very push button. It's a matter of where Javier wants to place him. You know, I think, you know, we'll have an honest pace, but he doesn't need to be, you know, 80 out of it. He can pretty much sit wherever he wants to. If you look at a Zuma Beach race, the fractions were pretty strong in that race. Let me take a look here. So they went almost 44 and 4 for the half, and we were a length off of that. You know, so, you know, again, he's very manageable on wherever you want to place him.
How has Big Score handled the traveling? I know you kept him in Kentucky between the Transylvania and the American Turf, and now he went back home before tripping back out. He's handling all the ship okay?
He's handling it super. Actually, I weighed him before he came back out, and he had put on 30 pounds in the last 3 weeks. So he's doing well. He's doing exceptionally well.
Put a lot of money up here tonight. You mentioned about how you could have went to Belmont, decided to come here. Hopefully it turns out to be the right decision. Provided all goes well this evening, do you keep a race like the Belmont Derby in mind to maybe stretch out to that mile and a quarter on July 8th?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be, you know, the feather in our cap. You know, if we could run a big race here and be lucky enough to get invited to the Belmont Derby, we would love to take that challenge on. I don't see distance being a limiting factor. I've never seen or gotten an impression of getting to the bottom of him, you know. So, but 10 furlongs until you run it, you never know, you know. So,
well, you certainly have one of the big boys, no pun intended, with Big Score in the 3-year-old turf division. Now you've come out to support a great night here at Penn National. Hopefully, you are rewarded, my friend, with a victory that in our pattern holds true. They'll be taking your picture tonight with Big Score in the winner's circle here at Penn National for that Grade 2 Penn Mile. Tim, thanks for some time this morning. We'll let you get back. We'll let you go find that hot chocolate, and good luck tonight.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.